correct. Carl speaking.
Yeah, how's it going? I've got a Gen 4 Liberty that's in pretty dire need of a birthday.
Yep.
Needs a timing belt for a start.
Yep.
How much labour am I looking at for that, do you reckon?
In terms of labour, it's about 6 hours worth of work at $150 an hour.
Sorry, my mental mass is a bit slow this morning.
That's right. I don't even have a calculator.
That's $300, $900, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right. Need a clutch and, I don't know, whatever else. Fucking hell.
Okay. Turbo or non-turbo?
Yeah, it's a post-facelift GT Spec B.
Gotcha. Yeah, easy. So it's got the six-speed and everything in there.
Yeah.
For a quote, go on.
Yeah, it's probably, it's got like, you know, 220 on it and stuff, and it's,
yep.
You know, as old as it is, and it probably needs a bit of a fine tooth comb as far as like parish hoses and bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They still go, we've got customers with upwards of 380 odd thousand plus Ks on it, and they daily drive it. So as long as they're looked after, they're pretty good. So,
yeah, I figure I can't really let it go much further with the neglect. So,
I'm just looking at the dates anyway. We're probably, I'd say towards the end of October at this stage, we're fully booked there. Maybe a squeeze in around the 21st of October. But to get a actual price on it of what you want us to do, I'd have to get you to shoot through an email.
Yep.
It's been ages since I've quoted stuff, and I don't want to give you the wrong price because everything's gone up.
Yeah, no.
But we can definitely do that. So that sort of job, you'd almost be looking at engine out would be the quickest way to do it.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Because it's also got like when I accelerate hard, there's this funny kind of almost a. Grindy. It sounds almost like spline slipping, but it couldn't possibly be that, obviously, but it sounds like something nasty like that from, like, the right front drive shaft area.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Might have got a buggered CV joint or something's on the way out, like if it's had a split boot or, it could be anything. Could even be the clutch bearing.
Yeah, weird.
Buggered, yeah.
I suppose it could well be the CV, but I've never heard a CV make noises when it's not being, like, when there's no lock, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Subaru ones are weird. They either do it only on lock and not straight ahead, or they only do it straight ahead and not on lock. So it depends on whether it's, inner or outer. While it's on the hoist, we'll go over it anyway. So, like, we'll say to you, look, it's probably worth pulling the motor out. It might have leaky rocker covers, a couple of hoses, like you say there, too. Timing belt kit, a pump, the clutch, and then drop it back in the hole. Maybe engine mounts too. We'll just go over it and sort of let you know what we would suggest, and you can go, do this, and this.
You have a rough idea how long it'll be off the road?
We'd need the car for, I'd say, 2, maybe 3 days.
All right. And, like, you'll have the parts ready to go?
Yeah, we carry it on the shelf, If not, like, the clutch would be the only hairy thing, depending on whether you want to go heavy-duty or an OEM one.
I guess what I'd be looking at is just, like, something with the minimum, like, spring pressure for...
Yeah, just daily driving, like,
The thing is, it's got a few parts on it. Like, it's got an aftermarket cooler and a dump pipe with no bloody cat in it. And, like, a 3-port solenoid, and it doesn't have a tune.
Right,
I've been meaning to get around to just getting, like, a basic tune on it.
Yeah, we can do it at the same time, too, if you wanted to, or even take it for a log and just see what it's doing. But anything with those mods that you've listed, we would suggest a tune, so a full run-up on the dyno, just to make sure everything's safe, make a bit more power, you know, that sort of thing there, too. So,
no worries.
If you just shoot through an email, we can definitely get that booked in for you.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right. I'll be in touch.
Easy done, mate.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, bye.